Now, continuing with this theme, onto Mishnah Beis, this Mishnah is going to be discussing Chatois HaMisais. We know that there's five different Karbonos Chatos that because of a certain situation, they're going to have to be left to die. Let's just give an example of one of them. That's called Chatos Shemesu Baaleha. A person had to bring a Karbon Chatos. They designated an animal to be that Karbon, and then they died. So this animal that's sitting there, this Karbon Chatos, it has to be left to die. It's not able to be brought. We can't be paid it. We can't transfer its Kedusha off of it. There's nothing to do. We just have to let it die. So we're going to be discussing this in regards to Yachid and Tzibur. So Mishnah tells us, Chatos Yachid Shekipru Ba'alav Mesais, a private Chatos, that if the owner had already received the Kapara with a different one, so it has to be left to die. Vishal Tzibur Einon Mesais, but a Tzibur is not going to be left to die. There's another one of the Chatos HaMesais, Chatos Shekipru Ba'aleha. What does this mean? So let's say a person designated an animal to be their Karbon Chatos, then it got lost. He couldn't find it. So he just took another animal and used that as the Karbon Chatos, and then later on, he found the original one. So that's called a Chatos Shekipru Ba'aleha. It's a Karbon Chatos that the owner already received the Kapara with a different one, so it has to be left to die. But if such a thing happens with the tzibur, so that carbon's not left to die. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says Yamusu, it is left to die. So now Rabbi Shimon explains the Tanakama that tzibur's carbon is not going to be left to die. That's because we have to look at all the chatos amesos. Mamotzinu bevlad chatos uvetmuras chatos uvechatos shmesu baaleha. Just like we find by these three chatos amesos, vlad chatos means an animal that was designated as a chatos had a baby, it gave birth to a child, and tmuras chatos is that the chatos has kedusha transfer onto a different animal, and chatos shmesu baaleha is what we described before. So with all of these, b'yachid varmurim avoloi b'tzibur, they can only apply to a yachid and not to a tzibur. We can't have a vlad chatos by a tzibur, because as we had said two mishnayos ago, a tzibur's karbon is only able to be a male, and a male obviously can't give birth. Tumuras chatos, as we said before as well, a karbon tzibur can't affect tumura, and chatos shemesu bolea, we also don't have by tzibur, because the whole tzibur can't die. And so these three chatos hamesos, for sure, only apply by a yachid and not by a tzibur. So therefore, af shekipru b'balim sha'avr shnason, also these other two chatos hamesos, which is that the owner already received their kapara with a different animal, and avar shnasa means it's year past. In other words, the animal got too old, they just simply didn't bring it in time, and now it's too old and it can't be brought as a karbon, could apply by a tzibur. However, since we're comparing all the chatos hamesos to each other, b'yachad v'armurim avoloi b'tzibur, we apply this din of chatos hamesos only by a yachid, but not by a karbon tzibur. Emshe tells us, chomer b'kachim v'tmura v'tmura v'kachim. There's a chomer we find by kachim over tmura, and with tmura over kachim. What's the chomer we find by kachim over tmura? Shakachim isin tmura v'in tmura. Is a tamura. Kachim could affect tamura, meaning when we have an original animal that was made the carbon, that could affect a tamura, but something that was already a tamura can't affect another tamura, as we already learned earlier in the Masechta. Also, a tzibur v'shotvin makdishin, avoloi mimirin, the tzibur or shotvin partners, they could be makdishin animal and designated as a carbon, but they're not able to affect a tamura, and we learned about that previously as well. Umakdishin evarin vubarin, and they could also be makdish, the limb of an animal or the fetus of an animal, avoloi mimirin, they also can't be made or such things. Now, chayim b'tamura, what's the chomer they find by tamura? Shagdusha chala. Balsmum kavua, dusha of tamura could be chal, could take effect on an animal that has a permanent blemish. So we have a regular animal designated as a carbon, and then he transfers his kedusha by way of tamura onto an animal that's a balmum. It has a blemish that works, and the other animal does become kadosh, but that cannot be done with a regular carbon. You can't take an animal that has a mum and designate as a carbon. And also, ve'inu yetzel chulin ligazul yaved, tamura can't become chulin, and also can't become mutter to shear and to work with it, as opposed to a regular animal that's kadshim. If it becomes possible for whatever reason, so we are able to be paideit, we are able to make it 100%. Chulin, also permitted to now shear and work with it, as opposed to tamura, that's never a possibility. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda Aimer, he adds on another thing that we see that tamura is more chomer than kadshim, that also shoyge kemezin b'tamura v'loy also shoyge kemezin b'mukdashin. We're dealing with a tamura, even if a person accidentally made tamura with an animal, for example, if he intended to transfer the kedusha from animal A onto a sheep, and he ends up doing it onto a cow, it doesn't make a difference. Even though it's a shoygeg, it works, it's 100% kadosh, and he'd get malchus for that. But by kadshim, if he tries to designate an animal as a carbon and he accidentally does the wrong one, it doesn't become a carbon because it was done by mistake. Rabbi Elazar Amir, he tells us of dinim that apply equally by both tamura and regular kachim, hakilayim, if an animal was born from a forbidden mixture of parents. These two animals were not allowed to be mated, and he mated them, and this animal was born, and v'hatrefa, an animal that's rendered a trefa. This is one of many different types of health defects that postles the animal, even though it's alive and walking around, and maybe even it's shechted properly, it's still considered a trefa, and it's not allowed to be eaten. V'yotzi daifen, this is an animal was born by way of cesarean section, it wasn't born normally. Tomtom, this is an animal that its genitalia are covered over by a piece of skin, and we don't know if it's a male or female. And androgynous, this is an animal which is the opposite, it has both male and female genitalia. Loy kadeshim v'loy makdishin, they cannot become a carbon, and they're not able to affect something else to be a carbon, meaning they can't be part of a tamura process. Now, at the paragimel Mishnah Aleph, we discuss what happens with the animal that became the tamura. Elu kachim shvadesein utmurasein kiyetzabahen. The following kachim, their children, and their tamura are just like them. In other words, we have an animal that either affected a temura onto a different one, or the same animal as a carbon give birth to its own baby animal before it was shechted, so that baby animal, the vlad, the child, or the temura, have the same exact din as the original animal. Vlad shlamim utemurasan uvladon uvlad vladon ad saifa oilam hare ilu kishlamim, the child of a carbon shlamim, or the child of a temura, and their children and their children's children, all the way till the end of the world, they're just like a regular carbon shlamim, utunun smicha, unusachim, utunufa, v'chaz v'shaik. They require all these things. We know the carbon shlamim needs to be leaned on by the owner before bringing it. Nusachim, as we know from earlier in the Masechta, means that along with this carbon, we also have to bring a mincha flour and some wine that's going to be poured on the mizbeach, and tunufa v'chaz v'shaik means that parts of the carbon are waved about by the kayin. All these things have to be done to the child of the shlamim or to the temura. Now, Rebbe Elazar argues, and he says that vlad shlamim lo yikrav shlamim. The child of a shlamim is not brought as a shlamim. V'chamayim yikrav, v'cham say it is brought as a shlamim. Now, the reason why Rebbe Elazar argues is because he's afraid of the following situation. If the child of shlamim does have to be brought as a regular carbon shlamim, then the owner might tell himself, hey, this is great. I just got a free carbon out of the deal. Why don't I just let this child grow up? It's going to have children of its own, and then I'll have more free carbonos, and I'm going to end up raising flocks of free carbonos. I'll just keep on bringing carbonos shlamim from all these animals that were born. And even though it sounds like a fantastic idea to the owner, it's a big problem because he might forget about this, or somebody else might not know about it, and they're going to end up using this animal that's supposed to be brought as a shlamim as just a regular backyard barbecue for the Shabbos chalin, and that's obviously a big issue. So if Rebbe Elazar says there's a gzera that the child of a shlamim is not brought as a shlamim, it just has to be left to die. Rav Chaim Holder wouldn't have this gzera. Now, Amar Rav Shimon says actually the machlekes is a little bit different. Loi nechelku al vlad vlad shlamim v'al vlad vlad temura shelo yikrav. There's a machlekes Rebbe Elazar and Chachamim regarding the grandchild of the original shlamim or a grandchild of the temura. Everyone agrees over here that it's not going to be brought. Even the Chachamim say that we're afraid of this whole situation because we see befile that the person let the child grow up and have a child of its own. So we do have to be afraid that he's going to continue this practice. So therefore, the grandchild of the original one is not going to be brought, even according to Chachamim. So v'amah nechelku what's the machlokes Rebbe Elazar Chachamim al havlad, just regarding the first child. Rebbe Elazar Omer, he says lo yikrav, it's not going to be brought because of the gzera. V'chamim yikrav, Chachamim say that wouldn't have to be geyser on this first child. Now we have a psak about this. Hey, Rebbe Shuv Rapapius. Rebbe Shuv and Rapapius gave edos al vlad shlamim regarding the child of shlamim, she yikrav shlamim, that it is brought as a shlamim, and that's like the Chachamim. And Rebbe Omer Rapapius, Rapapius also said ani meid, I give edos shehayso lanu paro zivche shlamim, that we had a cow that it itself was a shlamim, v'chalnu b'pesach, and we ate it on Pesach, v'chalnu vlada shlamim b'chag, and we ate its child, obviously a child that was born to it before it was shechted, we ate its child on Sukkot about 6 months later. As we see, we have a real case that actually happened with a child of shlamim that was brought as a shlamim. And we can discuss what was done with a child of a carbon, or the child of a temura, or the temura itself, of course. I already mentioned the chatos. Here we move on. The Mishnah tells us vlad toida utemurasa, the child of a toida and its temura, vladon uvlad vladon atzeif ha'olam, its children and children's children until the end of the world. The child gives birth, and that one has a child, so on and so forth. Hare ilu ketoida, they're just like a regular carbon toida, and they have to be shechted in the base of mikdash, and certain sacrificial parts are put on the mizbeach, and they're only eaten for one day and a night. However, vlad she'intun lechem, they do not need bread. We know that a regular carbon toida needs 40 different lechamim, 40 different breads. It's actually four styles and 10 loaves of each. And which is telling us that only the original toida needs these lechamim, but the other ones, the children or the temura, does not. Now, temura is oila. What about the temura of a carbon oila? Uvlad temura, or the child of the temura? Vladun uvlad vladun atzeifa oilam, the children and children's children until the end of the world. Hare ilu ka'ila, they're just like a regular carbon oila. Utunun hevshet v'nituch v'chal ishem, and they have to be flayed, which means they have to be skinned, cut into pieces, and completely burned on the fire in the base of mikdash on the mizbeach, just like a regular carbon oila. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, here we have what we call a little bit of troubleshooting. Hamafresh nekeva la'ila v'yalda zachar. Let a person designate an animal, which was an akeva, it was a female, and he designated as an oila, and then it gave birth to a male. Now, the problem over here is that an oila cannot be an akeva, so that means that he took an animal that can't be an oila and designated as an oila, and then it had a zachar, it had a male, and a male could be an oila. What's the din? Yirat she'stoiv. It has to be left out to graze until it gets a mum, until it gets a blemish. V'yimacher, then it's sold. V'yavi b'dam of oila, and then that money that it was sold for is used as an oila. And the reason for this is because since the mother was not able to be an oila, so the child can't be an oila either. However, since it technically has kedushas oila, because the mother also officially had kedushas oila, that's why it has to be sold, and then the money is used to purchase a new oila. However, Rebbe Elazar says, "Hu atzma yikrav oila, it itself could be brought as an oila, because even though the mother wasn't able to officially brought as an oila, the child, which is a male, could be, so it's brought as a regular carbon oila." Another discussion, Hamafresh nekeva l'asham, if a person designates a nekeva, a female, as a carbon asham, and also an asham is not able to be a nekeva, it has to be a male. Tera ashet estayv, it has to graze until it gets a moment, v'timacher, then it's sold, v'yavim d'me'o asham, and then that money is used to purchase a regular carbon asham, which is going to be a male. Now, imkar, karva shamai. Let's say this person's karban asham was already brought, which means he designated a female as an asham, and then he discovered his mistake. Let's say it was just a good old honest mistake, so he went right away and designated a different animal, which was a male, and that was brought. So what's done with this original animal? Yiplu demel nedava. Its money falls to nedava. Now this is important, and we're going to see this in subsequent mishnayos as well. There were certain boxes for money in the Beis Hamikdash called nedava, and these were used for eilos kates or kayetz hamizbeach. Basically, whenever there's a little bit of a lull in the activity in the Beis Hamikdash and there weren't any korbanos being brought, it's not proper for nothing to be happening on the mizbeach. So money was taken out of these boxes, animals were purchased, and those were brought as eilos, and that's what we're referring to when we say nedava over here. And Reb Shimon Eimer, he argues and he says timachar shalai b'mum. This nekeva, which is designated as the asham, could just be sold even without a mum. It doesn't have to first get a blemish. Now we go back to discussing tamura. Tamuras asham. If a person made a tamura of a korban asham, vlad tamurasa uvladon uvlad vladon ad saifa oilam, the child of that and all the subsequent children, yiru achi istavu, they graze until they get a mum, v'yimachru, then they're sold, v'yipul demel nedava, and their money goes to nedava. And that's because there's a din that anytime we have a korban chatas that needs to be left to die, or we learned about this in an earlier mishnah, so that same situation, just with a korban asham, it has to be left to graze, and then it's sold, and that money goes to nedava box. Now Rebbe Lezer argues, and he says, yamusu, these have to be left to die, whereas Rebbe Lezer argues, and he says, yavi d'meim oilois, that the money is used to purchase a korban oila. Another discussion about an asham shemesu ba'alav, an asham that its owners died, v'shechipru ba'alav, or its owners already received their kapara with a different animal, yirat she'estayv, so this asham has to be left to graze to get a mum, v'imachar, then it's sold, v'yipul damav l'nedava, and its money goes to nedava box, whereas Rebbe Lezer Eimer, he says, yamusu has to be left to die, and Rebbe Lezer says, yavi d'meim oilois, that money is used to purchase karbanos oila. Now in the previous mishnah, we had two different machlokes regarding an animal that was originally designated as a karban, and for whatever reason, it wasn't able to be brought. Rebbe Lezer is the simplest. He says it just has to be left to die. But then we have this machlokes Tanakama, which is the Chachamim, and Rebbe Lezer, that no, it's not left to die. It goes out to graze, gets a mum, it's sold, and then we take that money and we use it for something. What's that something? So Tanakama holds it's used for nedava, namely the karbanos oila are purchased with it, and those are brought on the mizbeach. And Rebbe Lezer said something very similar. He said, yavi b'dmeim oilois, that the money is used for karban oila. So that's what the Mishnah asks, v'aloi af nedava oila hi. A nedava is also an oila. Ma ben divrei Rebbe Lezer l'divrei Chachamim. What's the difference between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim? It seems to be they're saying the same thing. And the answer is, ela, bizman shiba chayva, when it comes as a chayv, meaning according to Shitas Rebbe Lezer, that it's brought as an oila, hu samich aleha, him, the original owner, he has to lean on it, he does smicha before shchita, umevi alei nesachim, he has to bring a karban mincha and wine, unesachel mishalai, and that comes from his own funds. He has to pay for those nesachim. Vim hayakayin, if he's a kayin, avaydasa ve'ayra shalai, it's avayda and its hide belongs to him, which means if the original owner of this karban is a kayin, so he has the right to bring his own karban, he could do that avayda, and he also gets to keep the hide of the animal. However, bizman shiba nedava, when it's a nedava, meaning it's put into these boxes in the Beis Hamikdash, and it's used for oilas ketam mizbeach, as we described in previous mishnayos, einu semech aleha, he doesn't do smicha, ve'einu mevi alei nesachim, doesn't bring nesachim, unesachem mishal tzibur, the nesachim that are brought with it come from the tzibur's funds, that's public funds, he doesn't have to pay for it, and afal pishu kayin, even if he's a kayin, avodasa va'ayr shal anshe mishmar, it's avoida and its hide are given to people of the mishmar, that's the kayhanim whose turn it is to serve in the Beis Hamikdash during that week, and that's because this is considered a public karbon, not private, so it's totally different then. And now moving on to Mishnah Hey, continue to discuss Tamura. Tamura's habachar v'hamaiser, the Tamura of a firstborn animal, or an animal that was maiser behema, vladan uvlad vladan at saifa oilam, its child and its child child until the end of the world, hara elu kebachar v'chamaiser, they're just like bachar and maiser, they have the same din, v'yachol b'muma labailim, and they're eaten by the owner when they get a mum, meaning they develop a blemish, a mum, and then the owner could just keep it himself, he could eat it himself. Then we ask another question, ma bein habachar v'maiser l'bein kol kachim, what's the difference that we see between bachar and maiser versus all other kachim that become tamura? That's shakal kachim nukarim be'itles, v'nishchatim be'itles, v'nishkalim be'litra, all other kachim, when they get a mum, and as we learned in previous mishnayos, they have to be sold and we use that money to purchase a different karbon. So these kachim, they could be sold in a regular butchery, that's an itles, regular butcher shop, and they could be shechted there, and they can be weighed regularly, that's with a litra, it's just a standard way of weighing meat. This is excluding Bechar Meiser, and that's because with all other karbonos, when they have to get a mum and then we sell them, what happens with that money? We purchase another karbon with it. So we want to be able to get maximum value for this animal that has a mum. There therefore, we're going to sell it regularly, like a standard animal that's being sold on the market, because that way we're going to get the most amount of money for the Beis HaMikdash. As opposed to Bechar and Meiser, since that's just eaten by the owner, not only do we not need to get the maximum amount of money for it, but actually it's a little bit of a bizayon. It's somewhat degrading for something that has the status of kachim to be sold like a regular animal in their butcher shop, and therefore it cannot be sold like that. It has to be done in a non-standard way. Another difference is with kachim, v'yeshlam pidyon, they're able to be redeemed, and then they become chulin, ul tamura seim pidyon, and the tamura also could be redeemed. Chutzman b'char min ha-meiser, b'char meiser is not able to be redeemed. Another difference is kachim is b'ayim chutz la'aretz. Regular kachim, regular karbonis could come from chutz la'aretz. If a person lives outside Eretz Yisrael and he designates an animal as a karbon, he brings it up to the base of mikdash and we bring it for him, no problem. Chutzman b'char min ha-meiser, that it's excluding b'char and meiser. There's a slight difference. Imbo tamimim yikrevu v'imbali mumen yachlu mumen labaylem. If they were brought from chutz la'aretz and they're tam, they're whole, they're unblemished, so then they could be brought on the mizbeach. But if they're balmum, then they're just eaten by their owner. And we further explain this. Amar Rav Shimon says, Matam, what's the reason? Meaning, why do we lechatchila not bring a bechar or meiser from chutz la'aretz? Shal bechar v'meiser yashlam parnasum kaiman. Because bechar and meiser, they have parnasa. This does not mean a weekly paycheck. That means that there's a tikkun. There's something that we could do to enable them to be eaten where they are, and we don't have to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Namely, if they get a mum wherever they are, so they could just be eaten regularly. Shech them, put them into the challenge, or make a barbecue out of it, and there's no reason to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, lechatchila, one should not do so. However, shakar al kachim, all other karbanas, afal pishanad behen mum, even if a mum is developed on them, harei elu b'kedushasan, they're still kadosh, and even if we end up selling them and taking that money has to be used for a different karban, and therefore, lechatchila, we are going to bring karbanas from chutz la'aretz. Now, this parak, in large part, we're going to be discussing the chatois hamesais. We had already mentioned this previously in the Masechta. We were talking about the tumur of a chatos. So we had brought up the idea there are certain chatois, certain karbanos chatos, that they have to be left to die, and we're not able to sell them and use that money for a different karban. We just have to put them in a room, lock them up, no food and water, and they're left to die. And these are five chatois hamesais. That's vlad chatos, the karban chatos before it's shechted, gives birth to an animal, tumuras chatos, that's classic tumura, or chatos shemesu ba'aleo, if the owners died before they were able to bring the karban, chatos sheneschapru ba'aleo, a chatos that the owners already received the kapara from a different animal, chatos she'avar shnasa, if the owner didn't have a chance to bring his karban chatos and then it got too old, it's not able to be brought, so that also has to be left to die. Now the main focus that we're going to be discussing in this perek is chatos sheneschapru ba'aleo, the chatos that the owner already received the kapara from a different animal, and the question is, what fits under that category? What exactly is the situation that they received the kapara from a different animal, and so now the original one is going to be left to die? So first Mishnah Aleph tells us, vlad chatos, utmuras chatos, chatos shemesu ba'aleo, yamusu. All three of these situations, as we just described, they have to be left to die. There's nothing to do about it. Now, she'avar shnasa, if it became too old, she'avda, or if it was lost, v'nimtzei is balas mom, and then when by the time they found it, it had already developed a mom. So it depends. If the owners had already received their kapara from a different animal, tamus, so this one now has to be left to die. And also, v'ein oisa tamura, it's not able to affect the tamura. Now, even though it can affect the tamura and it's supposed to be left to die, still, loy nenin, one is not allowed to benefit from it because it still has an element of kedusha to it. However, v'loy myelin, one is not going to be over me'ila if he did benefit from it. And again, this is all if he had already received his kapar and then they found it. However, imad shaloi kipra bailim, if it was found before the owners already received the kapar from a different animal, so terashit istayiv, in this situation, this chatos is not left to die. Rather, it's put out to graze until it gets a mum, v'timacher, then it's sold, v'yavidume acheres, and its money is used to purchase a different animal, and then that one is va'isa tamura, could affect the tamura, umayilin ba, and if one benefits from it, he is over me'ila. Moving on to Mishnah Beis with more situations, if a person designated his carbon chatos and it got lost, and then a different one was brought in its place, and then the original one was found, Thomas, so it has to be left to die. This would be a classic case of shekipru ba'aleh ba'acher. Now what about the following? Hamafresh ma'is l'chatos, let's say he designated money to be used to purchase a carbon chatos, and then the money got lost, and then a different animal was brought in its stead, and then the money was found, so yelchul yamamelach, it has to be thrown to the yamamelach, into the Dead Sea, which basically means it has to be disposed of and no one's able to benefit from it, and that's basically like the chatos being left to die. And we continue discussing chatos hamesos, and specifically the case of a chatos shekipru ba'aleo, something that was originally designated as a carbon chatos, and then the owners ended up getting their kapara from a different one. What do we do with the original one? So Mishnah Gimel tells us, hamafresh ma'is chatosai va'avdu, a person designated money for the carbon chatos and the money was lost, v'hefresh ma'is acherin tachtein, and then more money was designated in its place, and lo hispik likach b'hen chatos, he didn't have a chance to buy a chatos with the new money, and then the original money was found, yavi me'elu u'me'elu chatos, both monies are pooled together, they're used to purchase a chatos, v'ashar yiplun el dava, and the remaining money, whatever's left over after buying the chatos, goes to the nedava boxes, which we already learned earlier means it's put into special boxes in the Beis HaMikdash. Then when there's a little bit of a lull in the activity and there's nothing being brought in the Mizbeach, so this money is used to purchase karbonos and they're brought as karbon oila. Now to another case, hamafresh mas chatosoi, he separated money to purchase a karbon chatos, va'avdu, and they got lost, v'hefresh chatos tachtehen, and then he separated an actual animal to be used in their place, v'lo hizpik la'krivan shim tzuamois, and he wasn't able to bring the animal until they ended up finding the money, v'arechatos ba'alz mom, and it turns out that the animal that was designated to be the replacement now has a mom, so timacher, it's sold, it's not left to die, it's just sold, v'yavi me'elu u'me'elu chatos, and then both monies are used to purchase a karbon chatos, v'ashar yepelu nedava, and the rest goes to nedava. Another situation, hamafresh chatosai v'avda, he separated a regular animal for his karbon chatos and it got lost, v'evresh mois tachteha, and then he designated money in its stead, alois big likach b'hen chatos ad shenimsis chatosai, and he didn't have a chance to buy a new animal with his money, and then he ended up finding the original one, barahi b'alas mom, and actually had a mom, so timacher, it should be sold, v'yavi me'elu u'me'elu chatos, and both monies are used for karbon chatos, v'ashar yepelu nedava, and the rest goes to nedava. Another situation, hamafresh chatosai v'avda, he designated karbon chatos and got lost, v'evresh acheres tachteha, and he designated another animal to be used in its stead, and lo hispik lakriva, he didn't have a chance to bring the second one, achinim tsari shayna, and then the original one was found, barishtein balois mom, and both of them turn out to have a mom, yimachru, both of them should be sold, v'yavi me'elu me'elu chatos, and both monies should be used to purchase a karbon chatos, v'ashar yiplo nedava, and the rest of the money goes to nedava. Here we are on case number 5, hamafresh chatosai v'avda, he designated karbon chatos, and it got lost, v'hefresh acheres tachteha, and he designated another one in its stead, and lo hispik lakriva, achinim tsari shayna, and he didn't have a chance to bring that one until the original was found, and here we have a difference. Both of them are whole and unblemished. None of them have a mom. So that means that technically both of them could be brought as a karbon. So achas b'hen tikkur v'chatos, one of them is actually brought as a chatos, v'ashnia, tamos, and the second one has to be left to die, divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe holds that this is a situation of chatos sh'nischapru be'aleha, and therefore the other one has to be left to die. However, chamarim l'cham say, ein chatos meisa, we don't let a chatos die, elo sh'nimtseis ma'acha shekibra b'alim, only if the original one was found after the b'alim already received their kapara from a different one. And also, money that was designated to purchase a carbon chatos is not going to be thrown into Yam HaMelech unless it was found after the owner already received the kapar from a different one. And in this case that we mentioned, case number 5, since the owner did not yet receive their kapara from a second chatos that was designated, it's not left to die.